To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again to our beautiful silsila, turning back to Allah Almighty. And in this episode, we will try and learn how to please Allah Azza wa Jalla. How important is to prioritize the pleasing of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a great companion of beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, explains that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once took hold of my hand and declared, O Abu Sa'id Al-Khudri, there are three matters, and whosoever says and accepts these three matters shall enter Jannah, shall enter Paradise. And we know the approach and the mindset of the companions of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that their mindset was such that they were eager to always enhance themselves with anything that would benefit them both in this world and especially in the hereafter. So when Sayyidina Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard this from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that there are three important matters that if a person affirms on these matters and says them, he will enter into Jannah. He therefore asked from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are three important matters? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he says to Hazrat Sa'id Al-Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala, that these three matters are that being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as your Rabb, as your Lord. And the second one, وَبِالْ إِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and with Islam as his deen, Islam as his religion, which is the second matter. To be happy that Islam is your religion, or to be happy with Islam being your religion. And the last one being the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being your Rasul, being your Nabi. If a person affirms and says these three matters, he affirms from the bottom of his heart and he complies with these three matters, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, he will enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. In one blessed hadith mubarakah, it was mentioned that wajabat lahul jannah, that Jannah becomes wajib upon that person who affirms to these three important matters of his life. To be happy and pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as your Lord, as our Rabb, as our sustainer. And to be happy with Islam being our deen, being our way of life, being our religion. And thirdly, to be happy that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi, is our Rasul. The affirmation of these three matters gains a person the entry into Jannah. The affirmation of these three matters in reality grants a person an opportunity, lifetime opportunity. And what is the opportunity? He is granted the ticket of Jannah. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us such that we can all affirm to these three important matters, so that inshallah, thumma inshallah, these three important matters, to be pleased with Allah as our Rabb, to be pleased with Islam being our religion, and for us to be pleased that Rasulullah ﷺ is our Prophet. And remember, these three matters, they also contribute towards tasting the sweetness of faith and tasting the sweetness of Iman. As Hazrat Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has explained beautifully how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that ذَاقَ طُعْمُ الْإِيمَانِ مَنْ رَضِيَ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, that indeed that person has tasted the sweetness of Iman who is happy that Allah Azza wa Jal is his Rabb. وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, he is not just happy that Allah is his Rabb, but also he is happy that Islam is his religion. وَبِمُحَمَّدٍ نَبِيًّا, and thirdly, he is happy that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his Nabi, is his Prophet. So a person who affirms these three important affirmations and matters, indeed, he has tasted the sweetness of Iman. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Ulama-i Ikram have explained how our hearts can taste intangible things of spirituality, such as the spiritual effect in worship. The Ulama-i Ikram have beautifully explained how our hearts can taste the sweetness of Iman. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, a very important question arises, that how do we taste Iman? How does a person taste Iman? Because in order for us to taste whether something is sweet or bitter, we need our tongues. In order to taste if something is hot or cold, we may perhaps need our hands or any part of our body to put it on that object in order to determine whether the object is hot or is cold. But when it comes to Iman, Iman, it is not an object, it is not tangible. How is it possible that our hearts would be able to taste Iman? This is a very important question that one can ask. This is a very important question that viewers of Madani Channel can ask. That since Iman is not tangible, how then do we taste its sweetness? Allahu Akbar. The Ulama-i Ikram have beautifully explained that the contentment that you find when you are performing the salah, the pleasure, the happiness, the joy that you find when you are doing good actions and good amals, the joy and the contentment, the happiness you find, the fulfillment you find when you fast in the blessed month of Ramadan, the enjoyment, the fulfillment you find when you are making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, when you are reciting durood and salawat and salutations upon Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that contentment, that happiness, that pleasure you find in doing all these good actions and good amals, in reality, that reflects the taste of the sweetness of Iman. Allah. So when we perform our salah, the happiness that we find, the inclination towards salah, the affection that we feel when we perform salah, this in reality, it is the sweetness of Iman. And Ulama-i Ikram have mentioned that when a person is sick, such things that would taste very sweet to that particular person, the moment he becomes sick, those kind of things will not taste sweet to him anymore. They will not be pleasing to him anymore. They will all taste sour. They will all taste bitter. Why? Because this person is now ill, and therefore his taste is now being compromised. And therefore, the Ulama-i Ikram have beautifully mentioned, O viewers of Madani Channel, that similarly, when the heart becomes negligent and blackened from sin, and when the spiritual diseases like arrogance, selfishness, pride, fame runs rampant inside the heart, this leads to the heart being ill and unwell. This leads to the heart becoming unwell. So when the illness, when the spiritual illness of jealousy enter into our hearts, when the spiritual illness of pride enter into our hearts, when the spiritual illness of arrogance enter into our hearts, this lead to our hearts being unwell. And when this happens, when our heart becomes unwell, and when our heart becomes sick due to all these spiritual sicknesses, and when this happens, a person is deprived from the sweetness of salah. He doesn't find that harmony. He doesn't find that love of performing salah. Salah becomes a burden on him. Why? Because his heart is unwell due to the spiritual illnesses of and diseases of backbiting. His heart is unwell due to the spiritual illnesses of pride, of arrogance, and many other diseases. And therefore, that sweetness which he would gain from salah is now being taken away from him. Salah all of a sudden is now becoming a burden upon him. He doesn't find peace in fasting in the blessed month of Ramadan. Doing good deeds become extremely difficult for him. Ultimately, the light and the sweetness of faith leave his heart entirely. And therefore, for someone who is going through this spiritual illness, it becomes mandatory, it becomes compulsory to clean himself from this sickness immediately before it is too late. And one method of ensuring that all these black spots on our hearts cleans and we are pure as how Allah Azza wa Jal would have loved us to be, we learn that method from a beautiful hadith mubarakah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and which is the hadith that we have mentioned earlier, that being happy with Allah Azza wa Jal as your Rabb, Allahu Akbar, and being happy with Islam being your religion, and with Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being your Nabi, being your Prophet, this leads to your heart once again tasting the sweetness of Iman, tasting the sweetness of faith. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The renowned hadith expert, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Haq Dehalvi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said that whoever is not pleased with these three matters from the bottom of his heart is unable to taste the sweetness of Iman. He says that he has faith outwardly, but has not attained its true essence. They are viewers of Madani Channel. We are Muslims. And in order for every act of worship to make sense to us, we need to taste the sweetness of Iman. We have Iman, alhamdulillah. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this dawlat, has given us this khazana in the form of Iman, in the form of faith. But many of us do have it, but have not tasted it. It becomes compulsory upon ourselves to ensure that we taste the sweetness of Iman, so that doing good actions and doing good amals becomes very, very easy for us. It becomes mandatory for us to learn ways in which we can taste the sweetness of Iman, so that salah doesn't become a burden on us, but it becomes the coolness of our eyes, so that Ramadan becomes the coolness of our body, the coolness of our hearts, and the coolness of our spirituality. And this can only happen when we start learning ways and means of tasting and having the sweetness of Iman. And inshallah, we are now going to go through various levels of what it means to be pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can start tasting the sweetness of Iman. The ulama ikram have outlined three levels of acceptance. Now, these three levels of acceptance are there to guide us and to make us understand what it means to be pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, Hazrat Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayh, elaborates that what it means to be happy and to be pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. He says that being pleased with Allah as one's Lord and accepting this reality means that an individual will not accept anyone besides Allah as their Lord. Only Allah Azza wa Jal is worthy of worship. Allahu Akbar. So he further says, such a person knows that it is only Allah who grants him risk and sustenance. Such a person knows that it is only Allah Azza wa Jal who allows him to breathe in and breathe out. And then he says that he recognizes that there will never be another Lord besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the explanation of Hazrat Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayk, that elaborates what it means in reality to be happy with Allah Azza wa Jal as far as the first level is concerned. So the first level is that a person will not take anyone else as Allah Azza wa Jal. He will reject each and everything that considered itself to be Allah Azza wa Jal, because Allah Azza wa Jal is one, He is alone, He has no partner, and only He deserves to be worshipped. Now, clarifying the second level of being pleased and content with the fact that Allah is our Lord, Hazrat Sheikh Ali Hajwairi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that this contentment and the state of being pleased refers to a person's heart remaining unchanged in condition regardless of whether he is granted something or not. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ali Hajwari brings something very important to our attention, that being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as the second level, he says that it means that condition of his heart should not changed because of being given something or not being given something. Whether he has something or he has not been given something, the condition of his heart should not change towards Allah Almighty. So whether he has received something from Allah Azza wa Jal or he has not received something from Allah Azza wa Jal, the condition of his heart should remain the same towards Allah Azza wa Jal. This means that a person's heart remains content, at ease, accepting and pleased, regardless of whether Allah grants them something or makes them face testing circumstances. This is the second level of being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as our Rabb. The viewers of Madani Channel, to elaborate this even further, a great waliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Sayyida Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha, who was a very pious saint and a very pious seventh saintly lady, in her presence a person once made a dua by saying, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with me." So in her presence somebody made this dua that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be happy with me." And by the way, this dua is perfectly fine. It is very good to make this dua to say, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be happy with me. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with me." But when this saintly lady heard this from this person, she says to him, "Oh person, have some little bit of haya, have some little bit of sharam. You are making dua and saying Allah Azza wa Jal must be happy and pleased with you, whilst when you are not happy and pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal." Allahu Akbar. Look at the insightfulness of the awliya and the saintly or the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, that they would look at various scenarios from many different and deep angles. This person makes dua in the court of Allah that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be happy with me," and there is absolutely nothing wrong with this dua. But she says to him, "Oh person, have some little bit of haya and sharam. You are saying Allah should be happy with you when you are not happy with Allah Azza wa Jal." And there was yet another person that was seated nearby who said, "What does it mean for a person to be pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal?" She replied that when you are pleased upon falling into difficulty, the same way you are pleased upon receiving a blessing, only then shall it be said to you that you are pleased with Allah. Allahu Akbar. She says that the same way you are happy and pleased when a blessing comes your way, when Allah Azza wa Jalla blessings and when He grants you fortunes, the same amount of happiness, the same amount of joy you should show to Allah Azza wa Jalla. When He places you in some difficulties, that should be the same happiness you should show when Allah Azza wa Jal puts you in some difficulties. They are viewers of Madani Chat. Look at the insightfulness of the waliyas or the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal, how deep they would go into certain matters. But today, we only get happy when a fortune, when blessings come, in our way. But as soon as Allah Azza wa Jalla puts us in some little bit of difficulties, we start showing sadness on our faces. We start, na'udhu billah, at times saying statements that are totally against Sharia, that are totally against this beautiful religion of Al-Islam. And therefore, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we should always learn how to appreciate everything that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us. We now move to the third and the highest level of what it means to be happy and pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal. Every Muslim must be upon this level. Hazrat Abu Ali Daqqaq rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi explains that being pleased and content with the divine will does not mean one feels no difficulty at all. As we have discussed, that our condition today is that when blessings come our way, we are very happy. But when illnesses come our way, when terrible things come our way, then with not same approach, we start feeling that we have been destroyed. We start feeling that we are ruined by Allah Azza wa Jalla. Na'udhu billah min thalik. Hazrat Ali Daqqaq rahmatullah ta'ala ali, in this level, which he says that each and every Muslim must at least be upon this level, he says that being pleased and content with divine will does not mean that one feels no difficulty at all. He says that it is still fine for us to feel, hurt when misfortune happens in our life, because we are insan, we are human beings. He says it is still fine for us to feel some sadness when some members of our family passes away, because we are human beings, we are insan. He says it is still fine for us to feel sadness when perhaps we lose some business deals, because we are insan, we are human beings, and sorrow and sadness will surely and definitely come to our hearts. But he says what it all means and what it all boils down to is that an individual should not complain to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Despite the sadness that you may feel, despite losing a family member of yours, despite having some troubles in your family, despite losing a business deal, despite getting illnesses and diseases and misfortunes falling in your life, you would definitely feel sadness. You would definitely feel, not being at ease. But one thing that you should never ever do, that we should never ever do as Muslims, is to complain to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Is to ask Allah Azza wa Jalla, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, why did you do this to me? Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, why did you take my family member away? Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, why did you take my child away? Ya Allah, why did my business ban? We should not do this as Muslims, my dear respected Islamic brothers. Why he says this? Allahu Akbar. He summarizes the statement of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, which he says that al-i'tiradu ala al-haqq mawtu ad-din, that objecting to Allah is the death of religion. Wa mawtu tawheed, it is also the death of the tawheed and the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa mawtu tawakkul, it is also the death of tawakkul. A person who complains to Allah Azza wa Jal, he is in reality objecting to Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is no deen for a person who objects to Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because he doesn't trust the decisions that Allah Azza wa Jal makes. He doesn't trust the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't trust that Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who is in control of everything, and He is the one who does the best of all decisions. He doesn't trust all of that. And such a person, there is no deen for him. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, objecting to Allah Azza wa Jal is definite disbelief. The objector is a disbeliever and apostate. Sharia, which every Muslim must follow, orders us to avoid objecting to Allah Azza wa Jal. Viewers of Madani Channel, we can go on and go on trying to demonstrate the importance of being happy and being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal as our priority, because Allah Azza wa Jal is our Rabb, He is our Lord, and He can never ever put us in some difficulty. Every difficulty, everything, every situation that Allah Azza wa Jal puts us into is the best for us. Only if we can trust the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will become better mu'mineen, better muslimin. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala really make us from amongst those who can constantly please Him, from amongst those who can always be happy with the decision and the taqdeer of Allah Azza wa Jal, so that we can all leave this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amin bijai khatamin nabiyyin. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. To Allah we turn, in prayer we stay. Guided by His light we find our way. Guided by His light we find our way.